Tell me a little bit about your family, your children. When were they born?
My oldest is 42. She was born in 74. I have a son that was born in 79, and I have one that was born in 81.
81.
The two boys were students at Douglas Elementary.
Douglas.
Yes.
So where were you living at that time?
At that particular time, I was living in Washington Terrace.
Okay.
Off of Kerper.
Off of Kerper.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. And they went to Frederick Douglass School.
Yes.
Okay. And by that point, was there busing or did they walk?
They walked the neighborhood. And I have a couple stories about my son, because I always instill in them to, you know, work and save money. And so around that time, they had put Huntington Bank up on Gilbert Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were pretty active in the neighborhood. So my youngest son, Marquez, he went to the Cincinnati Herald. And he would frequent there quite often. And so he started selling newspapers.
Oh my, okay.
For the Cincinnati Herald. So you may find in their circular where they have him listed as their first newspaper delivery boy.
Wow. So that, and his name is
Marquez McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Marquez.
Okay. McCoy. Wow. First delivery boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then they were...
How old would he have been?
He was probably about 8.
Mm-hmm.
He was about 8 years old, okay. And he would go up there and sell newspapers. He and Antoine is a year and a half older.
Okay.
And so both of them would go to Antiwan. Both of them, there's a beauty salon that was on Gilbert. I believe the lady's name was Carmen. So they would go in and clean brushes and sweep hair and stuff like that to earn money. And so they would go over to the Huntington Bank every day and ask the people, can I open up a bank account? And they would keep telling them, oh, you're too young, you're too young. And every day, so finally the lady gave him a paper, here, just take this home, have your mom sign it. So she let them both open up a bank account with $1.
Oh, that's great.
And so they would go in, and the little money that they make, they would go to Kroger's up on Gilbert and Macmillan.
Sure.
Carry bags for senior citizens.
So we were talking about your sons having jobs and being able to open a bank account.
Yes, and they would also earn money by going up to the Kroger's on Gilbert and Macmillan, and they would help the senior citizens by carrying their bags, and they would pay them like a quarter or 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so they would take the money that they earn and go and put it in the bank.
Wow, good parenting.
Yeah, I know the oldest son carried that account through adulthood.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.